We return to the situation in Jamaica, where there is much concern about the spread of the coronavirus as a result of what has happened at a call center there. 52 people working at that call center in the parish of St. Catherine have tested positive for the virus. This has in turn pushed Jamaica to the top of the regional list within CARICOM when it comes to COVID-19 cases. Not only is there much controversy about what went wrong at the Alrika call center, but its implications for the spread of the disease in Jamaica as well.
Councillors in the St. Catherine-based Portmore Municipal Corporation say for weeks they've been warning that an intervention is needed in call center operations in the municipality to prevent a rapid spread of the deadly coronavirus. This comes as 52 employees of Portmore-based BPO company Alrika tested positive for COVID-19 over the past 4 days. Councillor for the Waterford Division, Fenley Douglas, says he's not surprised.
On the 11th of March at General Council meeting, I stated along with other councillors and the Mayor of Portmore, Leon Thomas, stated our concern as it relates to the close proximity to which the call center operatives were working, right? Yeah. And we echoed this concern to the health officer for the parish, Dr. Prosper Chin.
The councillor added,
clearly, this is an ingredient for disaster, that we saw the writings on the wall and we have been crying out not to close the center, but for the health officials to monitor and to regulate the daily operations of them.
Councillor Douglas says the mayor toured a number of call centers in Portmore recently and was not pleased with the measures that were implemented to contain the spread of COVID-19. And he's calling on the Health and Wellness Ministry to conduct targeted testing of Alrika employees who work outside of St. Catherine.
Some of the persons who were working in Portmore went last week to Kingston for training, right?
Yes.
And 153 operatives were sent home, and those 153 operatives have not been fully tested as yet.
In the meantime, the Senior Vice President and Chief of Staff for Latin America and Caribbean Operations for Alrika, Jose Ramirez, is adamant that his firm was adhering to the necessary anti-COVID-19 protocols. He was responding to allegations that the company misled health officials who came to examine their operations.
I was not aware of those allegations. That is not what we were doing. You know, Alrika cares about their employees. You know, it's one of our values as a company. It's very unfortunate that we're going through this. You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there. To be honest with you, Cliff, it could have happened to any other BPO. Is that we were complying with the government protocols. We were complying with our internal protocols. You know, we suspect that, you know, some of the people that were identified as being positive cases were asymptomatic. They could have spread the disease. The reality, Cliff, is that we don't know enough about this disease to understand how it works.
The health minister said, no, you were not following the protocols. The association that represents BPO facilities in Jamaica, its president said, you are one of more than 70, and you alone failed to follow the protocols.
It's allegations. I'm not going to argue that
the Prime Minister, are you accusing
who's right and who's wrong? But what I'm saying is,
are you accusing the Jamaican Prime Minister of making
an allegation? No, not at all. We feel confident that we follow the protocol. The Prime Minister is starting an investigation. I'm going to let that run its course. But you know, we feel confident that at the end, you know, we will show that we were doing the right thing for our employees.
Jose Ramirez, Senior Vice President and Chief of Staff for Latin America and Caribbean Operations for Alrika, speaking last evening on Nationwide at 5. Another prominent business process outsourcing entity, Sutherland, has closed an office in response to concerns about the coronavirus in Jamaica. Sutherland has closed the South Kemp Road office after management of the company disclosed that one of its employees was a close contact with a staffer from Alrika. According to a letter sent to Sutherland staffers, the entity's vice president and Jamaica country head, Doug Almond, says one of the entity's employees has been listed as a close contact of an Alrika staffer who has COVID-19. Mr. Almond says the Sutherland employee has been tested and and the results are expected within 48 to 72 hours. The Sutherland Vice President is urging all their staffers to self-quarantine.
That report from Nationwide Radio in Jamaica, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.